זלמן נוירבך שלמזלמן נוירבך had a shear before the Bochum went back in the end of the Zman and Agoda של Pesach. Shmuzalman started the shiur. We'll start with tiny sproyers. So he has a couple kashas on tiny sproyers. One kasha, why you fast Erev Pesach? The time, the pchoyres, the nest was Lelaseda. The fasting in the wrong day. What do you say? You can't fast in Yontif. Erev Pesach is also Yontif. They stayed in Aloche. So you know that they were makriv korban Pesach, fakert go. Erev Pesach is a Yontif gomu. Also last Meloche. Mutar last is Meloche. So fast Yud Gimel. If the Tainis cannot be in the right day, do it 2 days before. Second kasha, the nes was Seifer Schorim, Seifer Nekevis. Why the minig is that only the men fast? You're right, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that there's a shita that the woman, the Pcheiris, also have to fast. But the Ramos says, Shaloi Noagu Ken. The nes was Sai Pchol Min Ha'im, Sai Pchol Min Ha'av. Shulchan Aruch Taki brings down. But the minig is that only Pchol Min Ha'av. The nes was Gotel Shibabais. Stand the kasha, the nes was to the Pcheiris, it's the alte kasha. The wrong people are fasting. If all the Pcheiris will die, so the kids of the Pcheiris will die. Yeah? But with your Pchol today, you will not die. It's no Shaychus. So the wrong people are fasting. The Enek Lach of the Pcheiris will fast forever. Why Pcheiris will fast? So Shmuel Zalman would say, it's a lot of Terutzim. That B'shoah Shedilag HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh the Pcheiris. And was Avoida B'Pcheiris. And who was Niskadosh Pchol Min Ha'av? Who Min Ha'im? But even that everyone was Benes, but the Kiddush was Pchol Min Ha'av Min Ha'im. This was the Maisa Kiddush. B'shas B'chet HaEgel, the Kedusha went off the Pcheiris and removed to the Koyanim. So Erev Pesach was the day the Gantz Klal Yisrael came to Beis HaMikdosh. Everyone is in Da'as Zohar. The Koyanim were running the show. And the Pcheiris felt so terrible that they lost the Pcheiris. So the Pcheiris fast. So the Avadah, they made a zecher to the Nes. But the Pcheiris that felt bad that they lost. The Kedusha, they made a zecher to the Nes that Lo Asid Lovoi Mashiach will come, the Kedusha will be with Pcheiris. So the Pcheiris felt, because they felt they're missing, the Avodah, they wanted to make a zecher to the Nes. Shmuzah was said, Lefi Zeh, a Pcheir that is a Kohen would not have to fast. Because he never felt bad. So it was already a minig. He said, this is the reason there was Seimich and Klal Yisrael, why when you make a Siyum, you don't have to fast. In 9 days we spoke about the meat, in different times. What is the Pshat? Every time is you fast. Tainis Pcheiris, the Welt makes a Siyum and they don't fast. So I said, we know, Talmud Chochem is more Choshev from Koyin Golo, Shenichnas Lefnayim Velefnim. Someone is sitting and learning, doesn't feel bad that he doesn't have the Avodah. He's sitting and learning, he feels the best. So the Mele was a minig to make Siyumim to show we have something more Choshev from that. Yekorim Yipninim. So he said, forget even someone that doesn't fast is an Indian to go. לגופם של דבורים, זה סתם אינטרסנט, רב קיבייגר, קיבייגר, חוט המשולש, brings him down, today they have רב קיבייגר על התאירה, he says it, why take the kiddush is only בחוירה מנהם, ולא יבחור מנהב, ולא יגודל שבבייס. We know פטר רחם. למה יש השם saved everyone? בחור מנהב, בחור מנהם, גודל שבבייס. אבל בקדוש של בחוירס, it's only in בחור מנהם. סום קיבייגר says, it says, ועברתי בארץ מצרים בלילה ההוא, אני ולא ימלוך, אני ולא יסורף. אז יש לי בלה הגודל. אני הוא, אני השם. So the question is, why you have to have דם על המשקוף? שלא הייתן המשכי סלובי בתוך ביסכו. אני ולא ימלוך, אני ולא יסורף. אני ולא ימשכס, אני הוא ולא יאחר. So why you have to put דם על המשקוף? Why you have to put דם על המשקוף? זאת גם כבהיגר, that was two makas, was the mashchis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido b'atzmoi. The mashchis only killed b'chor minayim. You could see Peter Rechem, the first one that comes out. B'chor minayav, v'godlo shebabayis, this is tipo. From what tipo the isha was nisaber, she was mezana with five people, only Hashem knows what goes inside. The b'chor minayim, the mother is there, the first baby that comes out, we know, she is the b'chor. But b'chor minayav v'godlo shebabayis, this only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. So v'arti b'arz Mitzrayim b'alayla hu ani v'lei malach, ani v'lei sorov, this is b'chor shebinayav v'godlo shebabayis. The mashchis killed the b'chor shebayim. V'meile, the dam al ha-mashkif was v'lehitin ha-mashchis lo v'lotech b'sechot, this is on b'chor shebayim. Ha-b'chor shebayav v'godlo shebabayis, this was not a tafkid of the mashchis. V'meile, the nes was only on B'chor Shebaim. B'chor Shebaim, V'gol Shebaim, Hashem did. So it was no less that the Mashchis didn't come into the house. So Mele, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh, the B'choires, was only the B'choires that were connected, the Nes, V'lo Yitin HaMashchis, L'Tov L'Ov B'toch B'secho. As I said, I'm Kibay Ega. So Ani V'lo Yimaloch, Ani V'lo Yisorof, this goes on B'chor Shebaim, V'gol Shebaim, V'lo Yitin HaMashchis, goes on B'chor Shebaim. Mele, the Kiddush, כל פתרחם, זכר, תן הקדוש ברוך הוא, פוסח הבוד עם ישראל, ולנות על המש, לסלוב יותר בסכר, את זה אורני על בחור מנהים. המינג is to drink 4 כויסס של יין בליל הסדר. This is a minig. To drink 4 כויסס של יין. Why we drink 4 כויסס של יין? So Rashi says, "Keneged dalid l'shoyne shel geula, v'goalti v'lokachti v'yitzeisi v'yitzalti, v'koish l'liyohu is keneged v'yiveisi." Because l'liyohu is the goyel, l'osid lovoi b'yayim ha'be. Hine l'shleach l'chemes l'liyohu ha'novi lifnei b'yayim ha'shem. So the 4 koises are keneged koises shel geula, keneged 4 l'shoyne shel geula, וגואלתי ולקחתי ורצלתי ויצאיסי ויצלתי and the כויס הרביעי החמישי it's called כויס של אליהו it's כנגד ואיבייסי why דווקא וויין? ארבע לשיינה של גאולה why they're מתקן וויין? אז זה הפרק דמורדכי eat for matzahs, for apples כלל ישראל נמשל לתפוח כתפוח בעצי היער לגינס אגויס ירדתי so it's more than two reasons Ran brings down in Rashi that it's Betzir of the Chaloyme Shel Yosef. So Ramashkim it says four times Kois. Rashi is only three. And the Geula really started when Yosef goes out of Mitzrayim. Yosef goes out of the Boir, this is the first Yetzir. Then he gets worse and gets better. But as I said, Tchilas HaGeula is Yosef Kilo had it in a small format. He was there, he was in jail, and he went out. And then it's in a bigger form, as I state. Some say it's connected Abba L'Sheinus Pasuk Shel Geula. Ata Koisi V'Geireli Koisi Manas Koisi V'Koisi Yeshua Yisesa. Yeshua says Lashon Rabbi. Shabazaman says, another Hezber, why Dafka Koisa shel yayin. So again, we have other keneged the shara mashkim, other keneged arba l'shoyne shel kois shel geula, kois geulas eso, kois yeshua eso, kois v'geroli. Shmuel Zalman says that everything in the world, when you eat, you don't want more. Chocolate. Someone loves chocolate. 2 bars, 3 bars, 5 bars. Someone loves pizza. 1 pie, 2 pies. There's a limit. Wine, you see in Purim, the more the guy drinks, he wants more wine. Geula is also as a Kirvas Hashem, the more you have, the more you want. The guy that is masmi the whole zman, you see, he learns ben azmanim. The guy that doesn't learn, also doesn't learn during ben azmanim. I would say fakel. The guy that learned during the zman could rest ben azmanim. The guy that didn't learn will learn ben azmanim. And what we see Sinishna say. The one, im tishma biyosha, im tishma bechodosh. As a geitos. In ruchnias, shomoya tishma. Kli mole marzik, li reiko meino marzik. In ruchnias, the more you do it, the more you want it. Closer to Hashem, the more it gets, b'meile, the Yeshua is nimshal l'koy shel yayin. But be'emes, the Rishonim say the main reason is derech heirus. That the arba koises, yesoidom em derech heirus. So I don't want to go in ba'archov into that. It's a shir b'fnei atzmai. But the b'skerov was meyased that is two dinim in arba koises. There's one din that is called derech heirus, and there's one that is called koishel broche. We have the arba koises represent two things. As derech heirus, chazaru metaken to drink arba koises shel yayin, derech heirus. And also, over the night, we have four different occasions that things are happening. The Moshe, when a person goes to a bris mila, they have a kois. You do benching, you have a kois. You do a chasana under the chuppah, we have a kois. Pidna ben, we have a kois. And most of the Yiddish zachen that we have a kois. Lela Seyda, we have arba koises. Kiddush, Haggadah, Birkas Hamazon, v'Halal. And the B'skerov is meyaset to us that there's two dinim in arba koises. This is the way it learns pshat in the Rambam. One din keneged cheirus, and one din keneged koishel mitzvah, koishel broche. The nafkemina is, as koishel broche, the B'skerov learns, would be enough that one person would drink it in the house. And he'll be moitzi everyone. As derech cheirus, everyone has to drink a koishel yayin. The Moshel. State on Aloche that if you don't have wine, you could drink Chamar Medina. It's famous that someone went to ask the Rav if you could be Yitzah with milk, Arba Koises. A mother in Siberia. She was there, they drank Arba Koises for milk. Chamar Medina. Someone came to ask the Rav. So the Rav told the Rebbetzin, we have to send them meat for Yontif. If a guy goes to ask if he could drink arba koises for milk, if I says he's so poor, he doesn't have chicken and meat for yontif. So a good Rav knows when you get such a shayla, you don't answer it, you just send him meat and wine. Because if someone wants to drink arba koises for milk, obviously he's not going to eat meat in that lila seida. But the B'skerov says that when it's chamar medina, you only yoitze the koishel broche. But the derecheirus, you're not yoitze. The recheirus has to be that everyone is drinking wine, or maybe even grape juice. Aber chamar medina yoni yoitze, the koishel broch. I shnei the shachonoch that you could be yoitze chamar medina. If someone doesn't have wine, then you could be yoitze chamar medina. Nashim chayim laharis derecheirus. They're not messy because nosim shalonu chashuv esem eisho yedarka leosem, ein darka leosem. But derecheirus, the nosim also have to show derecheirus b'zeh alayla. If nosim would be, they would have to be messy also, be'etzem. B'chayim be'asava. So they say over a maise, that the B'skerov, the Reb Chaim, the B'skerov and Reb Moshe, they were going once, and they were going in the inn, was Pesach, and they didn't have money to buy other two sets of Chamar Medina, or one set of Arba Koises? So they said, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said that it's better to buy only one set of Yain Shel Arba Koises instead of two sets of Chamar Medina. Why? He said, if we'll buy Chamar Medina for both of us, we only eat a Koishel Broch. If we'll buy wine, so the one that will drink it will be Yaitze both. The other one, that's Koishel Broch, you could be Yaitze. And I'm older from you, Smil, I will drink it. So like this, we'll have both. If we'll buy Chamar Medina, again, only after you say the story of the Muskerot, that is two dinim. There's one din that's Derech Heirus, and there's one din that's Koishel Broch. It's Koishel Broch. So one could be made to everyone. As the Chayrus, you have to drink yourself. The Moshe Pesach Tzvi Frank says that as Koishel Broche is four different cups. If you could only drink two, drink two. If you could only drink three, drink three. As the Chayrus, itaynes, the takana was four. If you can't drink four, don't drink. As Koishel Broche, you have to drink four. But as the Chayrus, it's one. It's four. As Koishel Broche, every four are different mitzvahs. As Derech Heirus, it's one big mitzvah. Meaning, Hitan is a big chiddush. It's a shayla if you yaitze with grape juice or not. Some say that even that in every kiddush you can be yaitze with grape juice. Derech Heirus, you need wine. Lashna Rambam, Sheishtu, Kolech Od Yai. Some say grape juice is also Derech Heirus. Some people try to mix. So, Pesach Tzvi Frank, you want to drink grape juice, drink. You want to be a machmer, drink wine, drink. But not like these people that the last kodesh, they drink a lot of wine, because anyway they're going to sleep. So this is Amaratzis. Anyway, doesn't have Derech Heirus. It's four cups. Well, mix a little bit, mix more. Well, you did the first time, you can do the second time. Derech Heirus is four cups. So someone can't be Mason, but. Other name.
Can you take less wine
than the grape juice? The same thing. No less, no more. I said, could be yaitz with grape juice. Most sheet is salt, yaitz with grape juice. Moshe was machmir wine. Most sheet is salt, yaitz with grape juice. But you say, no, I want to be machmir on wine. It's not the right to get pesach tzifah. All of the four. But to say one of them wine, it's not malav and lemerit. That's the chayus. We start the Seder, we make the Shechiyonu. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Mechaven and all the Mitzvahs Hayom, Dalet Koises, Tibul, Moroir, Matzah. Then we say Urchatz. It's not what we madgish, and you say B'Sheir Sh'Avoid HaShteit, that on Pi Kabbalah is the Inyan to say the Simonim, Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Magid, Moitzi Matzah, Yachatz, all these things is the Inyan. It says, even if a kid says it, but it's the Inyan to say it. If Lamazan has no kid, to say Kaddish, do Kiddish, to Madgish to say the Simani, Urchatz. So it's very interesting. It says Kaddish, Karpas, Rochzo, Urchatz with a Vav. Why Urchatz gets a Vav? Kaddish doesn't have a Vav. Rochzo doesn't have a Vav. Another kasha, why here it says Urchatz, and then before Amoitzi is Rochzo. Why not Fakel? He will be Rochzo, there will be Urchatz. So Shuzaman Erbach says, the halacha is if you eat Dovor Shetibule B'mashke, a wet apple, a wet grape, as a machlekes apoiskim, if you have to wash your hands or not. All the frumers wash their hands. Yeah? No from guy that eats vegetables. No,
wash the fruit.
Wash the fruit.
Yankov.
We're speaking, if you wash the fruit, you have to wash your hands.
Because it's dry.
Not because it's dirty. Why you have to wash your hands? You know why? Why you wash your hands before you eat a moitzi? You wash the bread or you wash your hands? Yeah. Why? Chazal said. So when you eat a wet fruit, Chazal said, you have to wash your hands. See if it's Shechanoch. You understand? See if it's Shechanoch. It's more chomer from shaving. So see if it's Shechanoch, you have to be machme. Why? Exactly. Tumah from Paris. Tumah from Paris. Some people are maker. Some people don't know about it. Some people are maker. Why let us say that everyone is makbid? I mean, this is the reason we do urchat, because we're going to dip the potato or the radish inside salt water. So there's three reasons why let us say that we makbid. One reason, because this is the night that we went out of Mitzrayim, it's Laila Kodesh. Like in a Aseret Mitzvah state, you have to be makbid, even if someone that eats pas nochri. In Aseret Mitzvah, you don't eat pas nochri. And let us say that you have to be makbid on Mura Lochas. The Bira Gros says that until you die, the Bira Gros holds that Bezman Hazeh, you don't have to wash your hands. So why you wash your hands on let us say that? The Goen says, Derech Malchus. And the third reason is brought down, Kedesh Ishalu Atinoikas. Before Amoitzi, we say Rochzo. Everyone understands that you have to wash your hands. Over here, Be'etzen, people would think that Bezman Hazeh is no chiv to wash and pay Roshetibuli B'mashke. So we say Urchatz. That is a chiv to wash your hands. But it's interesting. The Mishneh Berurah and Simen Kuf Memches brings down that even the Machmirim that wash their hands before they eat Tibuli B'mashke, he says, it's only Bekezais. Pochis Bekezais, you don't have to be Machmir to wash your hands. Simen Kuf Nulches. And Tofa and Gimel and the Biur Aloche, the new Mishneh Berurah is really, they're busy with it. He says, I'm choizer from what I've written down in Simen Kuf Nulches. Because I see that you have to wash your hands for Kalpas. Kalpas is Pochis Bekezais. So I see that when you Machmir, you're right. Lamazon only Bela Seder, you Machmir. But I see that when you Machmir and Tibule Bemashke, you Mechuyev to wash your hands, even at Pochis Bekezais. So again, this is the few reason that Bezman Hazeh, Be'etzem, even the people that are Maker, Bela Seder, the Machmir, because it's Laila Kodesh. So Mishabur brings the Raya from the fact that they Machmir even Pochis Bekezais. So we see clear that the shit is that you have to wash your hands, it's even Pochis Bekezais. But if you go in, there's no reason for the Mishabur to be Chayza. Because if you go in, the reason you wash your hands, it's not because Tibuli Bemashke. The reason you wash your hands is because Derech Malchus, Kedesh Ishalu Atinoik. Now, the minig is, I know that some people are not masking with it, but this is the minig of Klal Yisrael. You take the potato in your hands, and you dip it with your hands. Not like these modern people that take a fork. Why? I can't say that the imam is wrong, the modern. But the reason we wash our hands, lefi us, I'm saying again, that we learn that we wash your hands, not as derech malchus, we wash the hands to be yoytze the shittas that tibuli b'mashke needs washing. Aye, the whole year you don't do it, but then I say that you'll do it, yeah? And this is the reason we don't talk, because we choishesh that the natila is really like samuch la'achile. It's shittas, again, don't pass it like that, that when you eat with a fork, you don't have to wash your hands. The man is the Mishabur says nishtaze. That something that is the derech to eat with your hands, even when you eat with a fork, you have to wash your hands. Something that is a derech to eat with a fork, you don't have to wash your hands. So, Mimanavshach, if this potato is derech to eat with a fork, it will not have bichayb in the deal as you die. Some should have sold, even if something that is derech to eat by hands, if you eat with a fork, you don't have to wash your hands. So why we want that the tilas yodayim here will be for the tibule b'mashke, so the minig is to be makpid to hold the potato in your hands and to dip it in the salt water.
There's a fork to dip it in, and then we hold it in the hands and make the racham.
It's also good.
It'll be more machmer.
What?
We're even saying that we're going to dip it in, even though it's because only one.
No, but they could do it. If you don't want to, for the tzibul, you could do it with a fork and then take it off the fork and hold it in your hand. That's what you do. It's very good. I dip it with my hands. That's what I do. Put it on the fork, off the fork. It's like hands of my tzibul. Every person does what he wants. Yeah. But it's 100% right. If you dip it with a fork and you touch it with your hands, it's Beseder Gomer. Maybe it's more manners even. Yeah. The gzeira, the beer, the shenah to be a shneer. Yeah. Start to have the fork. They take it off. Now the minig of karpas is we eat a vegetable pochis mikizayis, and we dip it in salt water, and we have a kavana to pata the moror and the beir pri adomo. Karpas is a remez. If you read it backwards, samach riboy avdu beperech. Karpas, you take the samach, a samach riboy. Of the beperch. No, we'll get that in a second. Then we have Yachatzu Magid. And you start and you say, Holach Mo'anio, the Acholah of a son of Be'arod and Mitzray. Freitim Shemazam and Auerbach. We know that the whole Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is B'derech Shaila V'Tshuva. Man Nishtanu Avodim Ayinu. You start to say the Holach Mo'an Yod HaChol HaVoson HaBa'arad Mitzrayim. We were slaves. First, ask Man Nishtanu. Then answer, this is the whole Avodim Asayim. Derech Shaila V'Tshuva. So if the whole thing is Derech Shaila V'Tshuva, so you're right, it doesn't have the whole answer, but it has chilek from the answer. So some say that holach ma'ani is to invite a guest. So you could say the end. The Abba Banel brings it down. This is what we say in Arami, that the guest will understand. But for that is enough to say the end. Call the chvin yeseh v'yeichal, call the tzrich yeseh. Zogrim shlo mazam an oyerbach is a loche kiddush b'mokim suuda. And be'etzem after kiddush you have to wash your hands. So the kid doesn't understand. The kid doesn't understand. You did kiddush. Every time you rush, no, hefsek. Here everyone is starting to shmooze. Not only that, he will not ask questions. He will wait. He knows. The kids know you don't talk after Kiddush. You run to the kitchen to wash your hands. Well, everyone knows. You know, it's rush. Yeah? If someone is late, you yell at them. Yeah? You might act of the Sunnah. So you start to ask questions. What happens every Shabbos? You start to ask. After Amoritz, you can ask questions. We want the kids to start to answer. So we start to say, Halach Mo'an Yadach Olna Avasana. Kids, the kid says, you decided to stay here, it's going to be a whole matzav here. So the kid asks questions. And not only that, this is the answer really. We're answering the kid. The kid wants to know why we mafsik. So we tell him, it's not a hefsik. Holach mo'an yadachol ha'avasono. This bread is pasha oinim aleo dvorim arbe. It's tzerich ha'seudo. It's like hoven melech. Forget, we're going to eat the matzah. We have to know on what we're eating the matzah. So mainly we're preparing. Miskerov said in his Nusach, the Kol B'Shtei, the kid asks a better question. Alamo, we have to have a shleima. Now we broke it. It's not Sholem. We might be to have two, but that's it. The kid doesn't understand. You were so busy to get three shleimas, and now you broke it. So we answered the kid, "Oni darke bepusa." So my brother said a dovar geoynes lefidus reb Shlomo Zalman and beskerov shochanoruch simen tov peikim peigim asif alef ise mi she'ein lo yain belel aseida. What he does kiddush al hapas uboitzea mevorach al achilas matzah. He starts with Amoitzi. He makes the Lachilas Matzah. He moves the table and he starts with Manishtana. Zogdim Shtebur Sivkotten Hei. והוא הדין שאומר הולך מועניה. שכנור פגעת. He doesn't do kiddush on the wine, he does kiddush on the moitzi, and he starts by nishtan, it means to start by agada, it means hulach ma'aniya. We have shechanor. Shechanor said he stayed by nishtan. It's mishtabu had a problem. What happened to hulach ma'aniya? Nebuch, he doesn't have wine, he also doesn't have to have hulach ma'aniya. So mishtabu says, hu adin? So my brother, nein, nein, nishma hu adin. This person already made a moitzi, so now the kids will ask the questions. Philip Iskarot, you don't have a problem. You broke the bread because you made a maitzi. So, the kid will ask a numa manishtani, we're going to answer. Don't steal the answer before you start. So here, taki, we don't say olach ma'ani. Pele, the Mishnah Berurah, is getracht
on it. Because
there's karpas already. So it's time to shine if we do karpas or not. But it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't help. You can talk anyways. What you ask is stop kapas on a kasha. In our days, it was taka hazeh. In the old days, they did like this kiddushim that you do Shabbos, yeah? A little bit of herring, and then they wash their hands. Like with a lot of Hamish people, yeah? I call the hefsek. Tzerich hasuda. I was stopped to talk. I heard once one of my kids, another hasbel. They say over a famous maise by the Briskerov, you know, we'll see later. The halacha is that after holach ma'aniya, before manishtano, you take off the ka'or from the table. After manishtano, before manishtano, you take away the whole ka'or. You move it away to the other side. Why? Sheisha lo atinoikas. Say once the Briskerov, you know, he wanted the derech shayla v'tshuva. He was doing all different strange things in Lila Seidah, that the kids will ask questions. More and more and more and more and more. They didn't ask no questions. Now he started my mamash mud nezach and the movie. So after, he told his kids, why are you not asking? So the kids told him, no, it's not. You were mechanich the whole year. When Tut was the tate, Vizem was the tate, machno, mefredish ken kashas. The whole year we're mechunach, we're finishing in kashas at the tate. Why do you want us to start to ask tonight? We're looking what your father does. We're going, mach tazay, mach tazay. I remember I was by Abdovit Soloveitchik once with my father-in-law years ago. And he was saying that the Biskarov, they said that Biskarov kept Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. Al tzmokim shlo yegiu ha-shluchim. So he said he never heard it from his father. He knows it was Yom Tov Sheni, and it was the middle of the night, and his father needed a light, and he didn't put on the light. So that was muchach that his father keeps. So I thought, why you didn't ask your father if he keeps? So it's meshugah. You meant that we could have asked our father if he keeps Yom Tov Sheni or not? I couldn't speak to our father to ask him if he keeps 2 days Yom Tov or not. So we could ask the kasha, father kashas. So very does the pshat very gishma kolach ma'aliyah. We tell the kids, this is the bread that we go, oidim alav dvorim harbe, this is the bread that we're in Mitzrayim. So the kid sees that tonight we're trying to explain why we're eating this, why we're doing this. This is the bread that we ate in Mitzrayim, we are anim. So maybe when the kid sees that we're asking and we're explaining, we made it the kid will come to ask questions. Holach ma'anyo, zog de kolboi, pshat. Holach mo'aniyah she'achal lo ba'arad Mitzrayim. That only darkoi to eat bread and lechem oinim. Some say that avodim eat matzahs because it stays a long time inside the stomach. It doesn't go out. Ve'oz k'shehoyu b'Mitzrayim, as they learn the kol b'pshat. Not like the Velvets. Holach mo'anu de'acholu ba'aru de Mitzrayim. And when we were in Mitzrayim, we said then, kol dichfin yeisi ve'yoichal, kol ditzrich yeisi ve'yifsach. When we were in Mitzrayim, then we said, kol dichfin yeisi ve'yoichal, kol ditzrich yeisi ve'yifsach. So the Biskerov, pshat. Everyone is Muslim to eat the Pesach. Kol Ditzrich. But Pesach is Nechal Oli Al Asoiva, right? We eat Afikoim in the last Gezais. Why? Mor says that Derech Malchus. He ate it like a dessert. So they ate the whole Chagiga, and Pesach they ate in the end. So Miskarov says, Kol Dichfin, if you're hungry, Yaisi V'yoicha. Kol Ditzrich, if you need, come to eat Pesach. But if you're hungry, don't come to eat Pesach. Because Pesach is Nechal Al Asoiva. So the Kol Balloon like this pshat. And then in Mitzrayim we said then, Kol Dichvin Yaisi V'yoichal, Kol Ditzrich Yaisi V'yifsach. We're not saying it now. Can't invite people now. Pesach is only Nechal Leminuyov. Now is no Pesach. What, are you inviting someone to Pesach? We don't mean to invite people like David Rom learns that we're inviting people to the Seder. And then we said, 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 Hashosa Avdo, Leshono Abob Lechoirim. And then we said, Hashosa Ocho, Leshono Abob Arad Israel. This is the Nusach. That the Kolboy, and this is the Iker way that the Oilam learns Pshat and Olach Mo'ani. And the Rambam, someone to Medayik Nishtazay. The Rambam starts the Agode, in the end of Hilchis Pesach, Chometz Matzah, the Rambam starts, Nusach HaAgode Sho Yoimrim Bezman HaGolus. And the learn pshat that Hashosu Ochel Hashon Abba Be'arad Yisrael. This is Bezman HaGolus. But the Shaila is when Mashiach will come and will be in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. We will say also Hashosu Ochel Hashon Abba Be'arad Yisrael. If we go on what they said then in Mitzrayim, we will carry on saying it. If it's not going, so the Shaila when the Rambam says Nusach Sheroimur Bezman HaGolus. So it's different pshat in what the Rambam means. What?
They
ate something else, doesn't make a difference what. But they ate Al HaSoiva. Man Ishtanu HaLaylo HaZem Mikol HaLaylos. So we have to answer the Kiddem Man Ishtanu. So Pashas, you answer the four questions. Matzo Avodim Ayinu, Lohisvik Betzeikon, Tuturutzim, also. Mor Shemiru Aviseinu, Besubi Bnei Choyrim, and Tibul is Bnei Choyrim, what can the Shishu Atinoikas, yeah? But it's very strange, you don't answer the kids straight the question, but it's to find the answer in between the words, yeah? I remember every time when I would go, and I was a little kid with my father to visit him, he would say it over in a God when he was a kid, but the bottom line, he would ask me, he asked the Abakashas, he said, yes, but tell me what your father answered you. Every year is the same story. Tell me exactly what your father had. And I would tell him, Avadi Vaidu Lefayim Yisrael. So this is also why you mad build the Moab Haroises. And I would stop. Every year was the same story. And then I'm sure Zam Rebach would say his vote. He would say that there's two kinds of yontif of Klal Yisrael. There's a yontif in Klal Yisrael like Purim, very lebedik. Tisha B'Av, very sad. Shoshone, very serious. Yom Kippur, very slichadik, yeah? Chanukah. Yeah. He says, Pesach is a very interesting yontif. You sit in the night of Pesach, you sit like a king, you eat food with a slave. Tisha B'Av, you sit on the floor, you don't eat. Pour, you drink. Lebedik. Pesach, you sit like a king, and you start to eat bitter things, and you're crying. What's Geitzach? And this is the kid of, this is the question. About it, it's a drush. Man ishtanu alayla azem mikol alaylis. A lot of agones, they have it like that. And then it's four questions. Not four questions, one question. Shebechol alayla yisanu ayichlim chometz matzah. Alayla azem matzah. This is from one hand. And on the other hand, Mesubim, Matbilim. So decide what is going on here. And the answer is, Avodim Oyinu. Vayetziyeinu Hashem. The avoid of this night is to feel that we could have been avodim. Lehar is atzmoy that he's a eved, and he was yotzim in Mitzrayim. Afilu kulanu chachomim, afilu kulanu nevoinim, kulanu yedim iskalatei rekulo, mitzvah leinu lesabo b'tzias Mitzrayim. Chol amar b'lesabo b'tzias Mitzrayim, marei ze meshubach. What is the pshat? Pashat stam. Chlamar b'lesabo marei ze meshubach, a better mitzvah. I heard from my shver, Avraham Gurwitz, when he was a bachri, he ate by the Zeder, Rebbe Leil Lapian. So Rebbe Leil Lapian said in Leil HaSeder, Kol amar b'lesaber, if it's Mitzrayim, arei ze meshubach, it doesn't mean that it's a better mitzvah. It means he becomes a better person. Miloshen karka meshubachas. Arei ze meshubach. Miloshen karka meshubachas. And he learns pshat, in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah steht das. Afilu kulanu chachomim, afilu kulanu nevoinim, mitzvah yonasa bezeh Mitzrayim, shekol amar beharei zeh meshubach. He's explaining, why afilu kulanu chachomim? Why afilu kulanu nevoinim? We know it already. Because the mile is, when you mesaper, you become a better person. Noch asidu musar, v'shara bitochen, v'har b'shor, you're a better person. You know that Hashem runs the world. But when you live it, you become a better person. But mainly, this is the pshat in the Balagode. So Meshmer was a boch, he was living in Brisk. But Leil HaSeder, he went to the Zeder, Rebbe Leil Lapian, Kfar Hasidim. Chol HaMoed, he came back to Brisk. Sirov told him, what's the Zeder gezok Leil HaSeder? So he thought that this is the best vault. So he said it over. So Meskerov told him, Efshos is Emes. Aber Sipput is Mitzias Mitzrayim, it has a vault, you're not Yoitze. It's a good amount, it's a good amount of vault, but it's not. And then the Balagoda says, Maise Barab Lezer, Shem Mesubim, Or Mesabrim, Mitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Alaylo. The Maise, if you learn Pshat in the Agoda, is not Stam a Maise, a story. It's a Raya, Afilu Kulonu Chachomim, Afilu Kulonu Nevoinim, Gdoy Leador, and the whole night they were mesaper Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a hemshach. Omar Rav Lezer Bezaria, Areini keben shivim shono. What is Areini keben shivim shono? So the Gemara says he was not, he was 18, and they wanted to make him a nasi. His wife told him, you look too young. And was a nes, and he had a big white beard. And he looked like 70. The Ritva says, Areini keven, keven begematria is 52. Areini keben shivim. Areini, my 18, with keben, shivim shana, together I make 70. And the Pirush HaMishnah is la'arambam state, Omar Ablezer ben Azar, Areini keven shivim shana, shelomadeti toiro bechol koichi, עד שתוש השכויכי וקופצה עליי זיקנו ואני נראה כבן 70 שנה. זה המון דרמבה. יולי דגמור עם ברוכר, שתי תקלור, דגמור עם ברוכר, it was a regular ness. A regular ness. He was young. שם אין הנס, he looked 70. And the Rambam explains, הרי ניקה בן 70 שנה, שלמדתי תורה בכל כוחי, עד שתוש השכויכי, וקופצו לזיקנו, ואני נראה כבן 70 שנה. How the Rambam could explain the Gemara against the Pashtus? זה איזה מהשבר, הוא חסר סייפטו סייז על דרך דם. The Rambam had a שבר הקש. Rav Lezer ben Azariah is coming to say, הרי ניקה בן 70 שנה. I'm only 17, I look 70. ולא זוכיסי שתאמר יציאת מצרים בלילויס עד שדורשו בן זוימה. This is this. I'm only 18 and no one is listening to me. This is the answer, you're 18. הרי אני כבן 70 שנה, I'm not 70, I'm so young, ולא זוכיסי. 18, who was the echad that people listen to you when you're 18? So maybe the Rambam learned פשעת, and no פשעת in the Gemara. Stop the Rambam Shvel. His wife told him, you look young. So Hashem made a nest, he looks old. What's a mask? Young guy, Peter, came when you walk up in the morning, look like a alta kachka. So Anishkantam. Anishkantam. He didn't look old. Chas v'shalom. Zokter Azei Pshat. Be'etzem, Rav Lezer ben Azariah learned in 18 years what someone else learns in 70 years. There was a broche, koi ve'ashem yachlifu koyach. And he looked young and fresh. When they wanted to make him a nasi, his wife told him, you're only 18. Hashem made a nes, not stam, he looked old. You saw on him the years and the hours that he learned. And he looked so old. Omar Rav Lezer ben Azariah, Reini kevin shimim shonach, gilar nazei fil teire. ולא יזוכיסי, אומר יצא את מצרים בלילוס, עד שדור של בן זוימו. ברוך הבוקרים, ברוכו. ברוך שם הרבתוכוסי לישראל, שחישה וסקץ. What is ברוך המוקרים? So why is called a mokrim? So Rabbi Lopian would say, Alamor, ask someone, where is this Mishneh Berurah? Where is the mokrim of the Mishneh Berurah? The stander. Where is the mokrim of the stander? The floor. Where is the mokrim of the floor? The land. Where is the mokrim of the land? The world. Where is the mokrim of the world? Rabbi Lopian. Hashem is mekoyim mishaloilom. Baruch hamokoyim, baruch hu, baruch shem raftachosi liyisrael. Then Abba Lagoda says, k'meged arba bonim dibro toiro, echot rosho, echot chochom, echot tom, echot she'eni yodea lishoy. Rosho ma'oimer ma'avoida azois lochem. Ve'af ato hake shinov, ואמר לו, בעבור זה עושה השם לי, מצייצי מצרים, לי ולא אלוהי, אילו הויו שם לא יויו ניגה. So hakeh shinov, the real pshat is, you answer him that he doesn't have what to answer. Kiyo rab akiva v'time. Kiyo doesn't mean to really to hit. There's a famous, beautiful maizah of the Chasam Sefer. Chasam Sefer said pshat, in the drosh Shabbos HaGadol, in Prashbur. In the time of Chasam Sefer, they didn't eat machine matzah. People were mocked, but not to eat machine matzah. They ate hand matzah. Today it's different shittas. Like a lot of people today, Lamashul, only eat machine. They don't eat hand. Because the choshesh in the hand, you know, people will wait. You could go to Chabur and have matzahs with choshesh and gdolim, and then it could be a shayla. Machine, it just goes. It's different. But the time of Chasam Sefer, people were mocked, but not to eat the machine. So Sefer was very much against the machine. So as Drush in Shabbos HaGadol, he said, Rosho Oimer Mo Avoida Azois Lochem, why you have to work so hard with machine man matzah? It's not machine matzah. Mo Avoida Azois Lochem, why have to work so hard? It's not machine matzah. Vafato Hake Shino, break his teeth. Tell him for machine matzahs, you don't have to have teeth. You can eat them even without teeth. You don't have to have teeth. Because it's easier to eat. Yeah. You dip it with water, it gets even easier. That's not the Gemara Drosha from Shabbos HaGadol. But the Welt asks the Kasha, what is the difference of the Rosha and the Chochom? Both of them say, Moa Avoida Azayis Lochem. Chochom says, Ma'achukim ha-mitzvah ha-shatziva ha-shem ha-lekeinu eschem. So why this one is called the Rosho and this is called Chochom? So the Mefoshim say, the Rosho says, Mo ha-avoido ha-zois lochem. He calls it avoido. Avoido? This is a Rosho. Chochom doesn't call it avoido. So, מהחוקים והמשפטים, אשר ציווה השם אלוקינו אסכם. When you call it avoida, it's hard. This is a Roshah. Some say a different terrors. Chochom says, Hashem Elokeinu. He calls it Elokeinu. Hichnis Atzmo Leklal. The meaning of the Chochom is not called a Roshah. Rabbi Lapian said, it says, Ki Yisholcho Bincho Lemocho. And Roshah says, Ki Yoimru Bneichem Mo Avoida Azayis Lochem. Chochom comes to Mari as a kasher. The Roshah, they come a group of people run around, yeah? This is a Roshah. Groups of people, this is a Roshah. Chochom has a kasher, has a ore. He comes himself, he comes to us. Rashi says in the Egel, when you see Naorim Dechim Saskenim, you know, it's a mice of an Egel. The Roshah is Kishal Chubinchem, they come with a ganze tumu. Then you know it's Roshoim. Kishal Chubinchem. And it says, Kenegin Arbo Bonim Dibro Teiro, Echot Chochom, Echot Rosh, Echot Tam, Echot She'eni Yodea Lisha. So what is the Pshat? Echot Chochom, Echot Rosh, Echot Tam, Echot She'eni Yodea Lisha. Reb Chaim would say, our Teira, he says, is something that is nowhere else in the world. Hopefully you'll never see that. You know, they have colleges for the goyim. So, some people go to school. When you go to the first grade, they give you a book with numbers. It's 1 and 1 is 2. Then you go to the second grade, they tell you 4 and 4 is 8. You go to the third grade, they tell you 10 and 10 is 20. Fourth grade already, we start with 102, and 102 is 204. Yeah. Then it gets more complicated, 87 times 85. Yeah. Now, but when you go into the college and you take out the book, you'll never find 1 and 1 is 2. Yeah? And the kid of Cheder, he will go to take the books of college, you will only see lines and circles. He will not know even how what to do with it. And I'm sure you were in the Masifta. It was the same Shas Bavli, the same Mishnah Berurah. Came to Yeshiva, the same Shas Bavli, the same Rambam. You go to Koilam. You go to Kolod Dayanim, the same is for him. Our Torah fits to everyone. Echot tam, echot bezel beechot. It's not the pshat, it's different Torahs. People think that are different Torahs, these are the mischachim, these are the mizrachim. They think it's different Torahs. It was Torah for the old generation, and our days the Torah change, you have to do it light. This is Rosh. We know our Torah fits to every madrege. The same Gemara, Rashi, Tesis is good for everyone. You don't have to start to live with them different things and different tzuras. Some say a revolt. They say in Chinuch. The Yisrael of Chinuch is that every one of the kids will feel that he's the only kid. It's the big Yisrael. Every kid feels that he's the only kid, then you matzliach. Then the Balagoda says, "V'she'ein yedei alishoil at psachloi, at is loshen akevo, at otifstachloi." So you have the mafoshim. When you have a kid she'ein yedei alishoil, when the father is tough, the mother is soft. Sometimes you have to know when you have a kid she'ein yedei alishoil, the father has to behave with him like a mother. You have to be soft to him. Big Yisrael. Not all of us. Some kids need a different. You have a Rosh HaKeshinov. But when you have Shaini and Alisha, a kid, that's weak. Nice boy, he's trying. I need Alisha. Absachle. If you become like a mother, then you'll be Matzliach. So it says, Chochom HaWoyimah. That after I'm only Kirchis a Pesach, ein maftirim acher a Pesach afikoim. So all the Mefoshim ask the Kasha, what is the Loshon? V'at emoloi, ki yuchis ha-Pesach, to the Chochom, ein maftiri machar ha-Pesach ha-Fikoyim. So the Glat Pshat, the Glat Pshat, the Mir Pshat, yeah, is, you tell them till the last Halochem, ein maftiri machar ha-Pesach ha-Fikoyim, yeah? Dainu, the Lord says it in the Mir Shprach, not only the yuchis Pesach, but the Halochem, ein maftiri machar ha-Pesach, yeah? בעצם it's not only the halachas of Pesach, the Biskarov says that you eat the agonah של Pesach with the halachas. But even the halachas would not to eat after the Pesach, it also goes in. הרי זה משוב אחרי the Biskarov holds a gornish, yeah? But the halachas of Pesach goes in. But here was a yid, he was called the Malach, from the Vardog. He said from the Alte, in the Vardog. The Chochom is asking, "Ma'edus ve'achukim mishpatim asher tziva Hashem elokeichem eschem." He wants to know why he's not enjoying, why he doesn't have simcha, why he doesn't have simcha when he's doing the mitzvahs. Why he doesn't have simcha? And you're telling him, "Ein maftiri machar haPesach afikoyim." You eat lelaseinu bePesach. But if after that you take a cup of apple juice, you forget about the whole Seder. You could sit and learn the whole day. You go back to your dear and you read a good novel, even if it's a kosher one, you know Gishmak stays in learning. A whole good zman, and then you go and you look in one sport, nothing's left. Chazal say, Ad shodom ispalel, shikonsu divrateir letech biv, ispalel shalinkansu ma'adones letech biv. It's a stira. There's no place for both. There's no place for both. So you have to tell him, you're asking me why? Because ain't maftir machra pesach afikoymen. But you're learning very stark, but then you do the other things. Some say the same vote, a little bit lighter. Like in Pesach, we don't eat after Afikoymen because we want the taste of the Afikoymen to stay in the mouth. The same thing here, if you will explain them the halachas with Gishmak, Memele, you will enjoy. What is Vehisha Omda? So Pashas the Pshat is Baruch Shem Avtachosel Yisrael Shechisha Vesakez Vehisha Omda Shebechol Do Avadoi Reimdim Aleinu Lecha Leseinu But the Avtochev Shem Avtachosel Yisrael The world says Al Derech Remes Vehisha Omda You pick up the coins. So some say it means Chamisha Chumshateire, but it means Vehi, that we separate ourselves from the Goyim, that we don't drink their wine. This, Shebechol Do Avadoi Roim Do Nelech HaLeseinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodo. And the Balagoda says, Tzeul Mad Milovon Ar, what is Tzevel Mad? Tzeul means go out. I'm telling you, Shebechol Do Avadoi Roim Do Nelech HaLeseinu. You'll say, no, in America, now we see it also in America. But I'm always taught that in America it's good for us. Seven mad, mad bigish Lovan Arami. Lovan Arami ran after Lovan, after Yaakov. He came and said, I wanted to kiss you, I wanted to hug you. I was so upset you left without saying goodbye. I just came to say goodbye, right? Yaakov says, wow, such a nice father, and he ran after me to give me a kiss. Yeah? This is what it looked like. Shem says, Yaakov, Lovan wanted to kill everyone overnight. And Hashem saved us. We didn't know about it. Lovan came. I wanted to say goodbye. Tzeul mad v'abikesh Lovan ha'arami. Go out and learn from deer. Then we have the Makis. Well, maybe to say one more thing. The Seder of Chofetz Chaim. Was makbil el haseder to say over all of the makas. To make a hadgosha from the makas. I don't know how this naya zachen, I don't know, I'm not. You know, people take out all different zachen, if you're a naya zachen in America, yeah, people make all different animals, take out of the makas. Maybe for the kids it's good, shalish latinoikas, can't say, I can't speak against it. I don't do it, but I can't speak against it. But the Chofetz Chaim, they say he would say over the Seder, all of the Makas, is busy mamish, how power was running from the Arbe, from the Orev, all the Zachen, yeah. It was like a talk yesterday that we had a Makas Arbe in Eretz Yisrael, half of Eretz Yisrael was covered with Arbe, but all the Makas, Chofetz Chaim was makbid to say over. One of the things that they say over in the Chadorim Alamol is that Paroi was running around with pajamas. And they say in all the languages they say it. It's Rashi al HaTeira. Rashi says, Vayokom Paroi. So Rashi, Vayokom Mimitosoi. I know it was clear that he went out of his bed, yeah? If he had pajamas, that was the Kamina, yeah? But the pshat is that everyone saw on him that he got up from the bed. Shara, what is the big zach? Make a whole song, Paroi in pajamas in the middle of the night, yeah? So he had pajamas. What was the big deal for me? Every person has pajamas, yeah? It's a secret that Paroi has pajamas, but we can't cry, so every Lel HaSeder is seeing that Paroi had pajamas, but we are mature people, we're sitting Lel HaSeder, yeah? And it's a sheer kodesh, it's not a Heindik, it's a sheer. It's an all, Klal Yisrael for years is singing Paroi in pajamas in the middle of the night. So maybe I'll say two mahalachim, it's more mahalachim, two will be enough tonight. One mahalach, the pshat is a zeh. Paroi claimed the whole time that he's the Getchke. He's the Elohim. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go in the morning. He goes out to the bathroom. Chapim dir. At Alamos, one thing I have Rachmanis and Paroi. Yeah? He wanted that people would think that he's a Getchke. And that day they didn't have a bathroom system in the house. Yeah? So he couldn't go to the bathroom. Yeah, when he would go to the bathroom, people would see that he's a human being. So he hung himself the ganze tog. In the morning he went to a visit somewhere and he made, yeah. Nebuch, guy didn't enjoy his life, yeah? Nachmana she'en keduk mosul. Guy the whole day needed to go to the bathroom, didn't go. So then he showed up. Meshune. Now, the same thing that he holds that he's a getchke, he doesn't go to sleep. Was steht in Eliyahu Hanavi, that when Eliyahu was laughing and the Nevi Abal, Ula Yoshenu, yeah? Getchke doesn't sleep. So not sleep, he just went into his office, yeah? One could prove if he sleeps or not. When he woke up, it was clear that he went to sleep, yeah? It was the pajamas and he saw him. Abu Vayokam Balayla Umimitosi. So Paroi didn't manage to stay with his malchus, and he was running around that they could see that he just woke up. So all the kids are running around him. Ah, Paroi is also a human being. We thought that he's a Getchke. Paroi's in pajamas. He's like us. He's a human being. So it was that shpolet Paroi. It was Paroi in pajamas. Now that the kids were running out, Paroi has red pajamas. So you can dab, yeah? It's partial and it's a pshat. Another pshat, I remember when I was years ago, 13 years ago, the world it became 2000. So they believe that, they called it back 2000. They going to believe that all the computers, the system that will happen 2000, the whole world will change. I remember Avonim Ramatat Mechal Shabbos, Nish Nochmal, yeah? The chash was, the mice, in the minute that China became 2000 and nothing happened, then the mice of the world knew that it's not going to happen. But people were sure that missiles would be flying and airplanes would be... The people that are in charge of the world, yeah, they didn't go to sleep that night. So again, China was first and nothing happened, so the world really relaxed. But it was Lel Shabbos. That the world... Paroi has 10 makas. And every maka, the Mitzrim tell him, let the people go. No, no. Tell them, take the government of Mitzrayim. No, not letting them. Moshe, no. It's a will. Moshe tells Rabbi Yisrael, everyone is going to die. B'chatzos, all the b'chorim are going to die. By himself is a b'chorim. Okay, he doesn't want to let the people go. Paroi tells him, listen, Moshe is telling him, I'm not coming back. We're leaving. Yeah, and everyone is borrowing things, the whole country, and b'chorim are fighting with Paroi to let them go. Makas b'choris, yeah. That the b'choris were fighting. What do you think Paroi would do that night? Said he doesn't want to let him go. He would sit with his cabinet, yeah, with the soldiers to take a decision if something happens. I mean, Moshe was right till now, yeah. We don't want to let go, but we have to take a decision. At least he would, for sure, will not fall asleep. Paroi put on his pajamas, went under the blanket, and fell asleep. Such a rosha, such a mufka. When he woke up, people realized the rishis in Paroi. Everyone was pointing. Paroi was sleeping tonight. He put his pajamas, with sugar. You don't go to sleep, you're tired. With your clothes, with your army, be ready just in case. Wait, you'll decide what to do. No. Took off his clothes. He didn't have a tzad that he's going to wake up in the middle of the night. But he will have to run to Moshe. This is what everyone was mevazeh. Paroi in pajamas in the middle of the night. We'll stop here.